I was afraid that God was not going to allow me to be married. I knew some old maid missionaries, and some of them were wonderful people, but I really didn't want to be an old maid missionary.
Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, security, and that can only be found in God Himself, because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, beginning today, talks on the search for security. Among the many letters that I get are a good number from men or women who are desperately searching for the security that they think they would find in marriage. And here is just a typical letter. This is one of those wails that I hear. I mean, she is wailing, this poor dear girl. She says, "I seem to have a problem relating to men. I seem to have a problem keeping their attention. They never ask me out twice. I have always been dumped. The problem is, I want a relationship so bad," she puts that in capitals, "it seems to consume my every waking moment. I feel God is keeping this from me on purpose, and I blame Him and get angry with Him. I know I'm not right, though. I know God is putting me through a test. I want to trust Him completely with my life. I want to serve Him with my whole heart. I'm so afraid God will deny me a lifelong companion. So more of my heart will be taken up with anything else. But then I think marriage is God-ordained, and Christian people are married all the time. Plus, I have this overwhelming desire to belong to someone, share life with someone, serve God with someone. I know that these are not wrong desires, and I no longer feel ashamed for having these longings. Don't ask me why I felt ashamed in the first place. Why won't God let someone into my life? I feel ashamed that no one has ever wanted to be with me or know me beyond a surface relationship. I've never really had any close guy friends. The result is an ever-dwindling confidence when it comes to men. I feel so left out and so abandoned. I don't know where I belong in this world." She refers to her plight. You certainly can see the desperate search for security. But you know what this poor girl doesn't know is that she will never find security in a person other than God. As St. Augustine said, "O God, Thou hast made us for Thyself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee." That's the human condition. "I want a relationship so bad," she says. I would like to ask you who are listening to me today, what do you want bad today? What do you want that you don't have? Are you mad at God for withholding this thing? She says, "I know God is putting me through a test. I want to serve Him with my whole heart. I want to trust Him." Well, it's this not having the thing that you want that is the prescribed course for learning to serve and to trust. Remember the story from Stepping Heavenward of the young woman's lessons in learning to trust God, learning to trust those that God had put over her, such as her mother, when her mother told her that Charlie wasn't the right man? The will of God for you and me is revealed in the events of our lives. That's right. The will of God is revealed in the events of our lives. It's right here and nowhere else that we find our opportunity to become a saint. We can find the security that our heart longs for here. Here is where God is, and God is calling you at every moment. Do you know that hymn, "Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea"? You're making so much noise that you can't hear Him. You're banging and clamoring away, as this young woman does in her letter. I'm so afraid God will deny me a lifelong companion. Well, I have to confess, I was in that position too. I was afraid that God was not going to allow me to be married. I knew some old maid missionaries, and some of them were wonderful people, but I really didn't want to be an old maid missionary. Perhaps some of you read my story in a book called Passion and Purity, how a young man on the campus to whom I was greatly attracted confessed that he was attracted to me as well. In fact, he told me he loved me. But then he said that he thought maybe God was asking him to remain single for the rest of his life. I didn't know whether we were going to have to wait 5 years, but I can remember that figure coming into my mind. 5 years. Suppose God would make me wait 5 years before he gives Jim a green light. And then the thought came, suppose he never gives Jim a green light. Lord, what are you going to do? Are you going to give me this husband? I was asking. And God was saying, trust me. Trust me. Just wait. Mercifully, God does not reveal the future to you and me. We could not bear either the sorrow or the joy that the future contains. But both are measured exactly right for one day. I want you to know that I really do understand this girl's feelings. And I'll read you a bit from this book, Passion and Purity, which I would hope prove to you that I have been there. 3 days before my graduation, Jim and I spent the afternoon in a little park in Glen Oak, Illinois. We talked very little, enjoyed the sun, flowers, lake, birds, and insects. I'm sure my heart was full to bursting with things that I wanted to say, things like, I love you, I can't live without you, how can you do this, I can't bear it, and all the rest of the desperate phrases that women always want to say. I didn't say them, but it was all I could do to keep my mouth shut. I think it was good for me to refrain. Never pass up an opportunity to keep your mouth shut is a good rule that harmonizes with Scripture. The Bible says, keep your mouth shut and show your good sense. The man who talks too much meets his deserts. And when men talk too much, sin is never far away. Common sense holds its tongue. Finding a mutual appreciation of sun, lake, and birds was a safe kind of communication for Jim and me that afternoon. God's time for further revelations of the heart could come later. Tomorrow was not our business. It was God's. Letting it rest with him was the discipline for the day, and it was enough. Do you think God will let me know once and for all whether he is going to give me a husband? Somebody asks. I'm in a holding pattern, it seems, and I'd like to know how long it's to go on. Well, that's from a letter I received in 1982, but it could have been written by me in 1948. It's exactly how I felt. If only God would let me know. But then, of course, there was the possibility that he was not going to give me a husband. Did I want to know that? Was I ready for it? Perhaps it was better to hope than to know. The holding pattern seems to describe a very important aspect of waiting on God. Most of us who travel by air have experienced this. The flight is nearly over, the plane has begun its descent toward the city of destination, when you feel it pull up again, bank, and begin to circle. An announcement comes over the intercom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Due to heavy incoming traffic, the tower has assigned us a holding pattern. People groan. Babies cry. You look out and see the same scenery you saw 15 minutes earlier. Etc., etc. You know what it's like. S.D. Gordon writes in his book, Quiet Talks on Prayer, steadfastness, that is, holding on. That's what waiting means. Waiting means patience, holding back. Waiting means expectancy, holding the face up. Waiting means obedience, holding oneself in readiness to do or to go. Listening, holding quiet and still so as to hear. This area of marriage is a crucial test. I know of no more important crossroads in the life of a young man or young woman than the area of the love life. This is the point of decision. This is the place where you are going to know whether it is God's will or yours that you want. You don't know what God's will might be. Are you willing to say, Lord, I'll wait for you to reveal your will instead of pursuing my own? Do you want his plan or your own dreams of happiness? This girl says, when will it be my turn? Is it just a pipe dream? I'm afraid that when I get married, it will be the one and only person that I've ever dated. I feel deprived. And I couldn't help but be a little bit amused to think that she thought it was an awful thing if she only dated the person that she was going to marry. I thought, well, think of all the confusion and the heartache that would save her if that happened. And I remember praying when I was 16 years old, Lord, please don't ever let me fall in love with somebody that I'm not going to marry. And you know, God answered that prayer. That's a good prayer to pray. Do you imagine that you will be happier if your dreams are fulfilled than if his plan is worked out in your life? Where does your security lie? That's my question to you today. Is God your refuge, your hiding place, your stronghold, your shepherd, your counselor, your friend, your redeemer, your savior, your guide? If he is, you don't need to search any further for security. The Lord is the stronghold of my life, it says in Psalm 27. That's one of my life verses. May God help us, every one of us, to find our deepest security in who he is.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.